This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane, in today for Hanat Baba. The Empress of China is a symbol of Chinatown's rich cultural past. Take a walk around there any day of the week, and you can find other such examples. Traditional music, dim sum, silk dresses, tap dancing. That's right, tap dancing. From the 1940s till the 1960s, San Francisco's Chinatown was home to a thriving Chinese-American nightclub scene. The clubs had names like Forbidden City, the Chinese Sky Room, and the Shanghai Lo. They had showgirls, comedians, jazz singers, and magic. And these clubs had wide appeal. Celebrities like Bing Crosby, Duke Ellington, and Lauren Bacall were all spotted over the years, along with tourists, businessmen, and locals. The Forbidden City even inspired a musical, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Flower Drum Song, which was also made into a movie.
Grant Avenue, San Francisco, California, USA. Looks down from Chinatown over a foggy bay. You travel there in a trolley.
The scene died out in the 60s as Carol Doda-style topless dancing eclipsed the old variety show style. But there's a group keeping the memory of those old Chinatown nightclubs alive. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Jen Chin brings us the story.
Starting from the top.
Wednesdays are rehearsal days for the Grant Avenue Follies, a 12-member dance troupe that does tap, jazz, hula, and other styles. They perform 4 to 6 times a month. That may not sound like a lot, unless you know that most of the dancers here are over 70.
No, we're going to. What time are we performing?
Yeah, no, at 11 o'clock. In the new facility, fifth floor, Asian section.
The group came together 9 years ago. Cynthia Yi, who used to dance at the Chinese Sky Room, was at a senior center dance class. Yi is an active member of the Chinese-American community, and at the time, she was helping to plan a fundraiser for Chinese Hospital in Chinatown.
And so I said, come on, let's do a night in at the Forbidden City nightclub.
How high the ocean, how high the moon.
All of them had great memories of performing in the clubs, the glittering stage lights, the sassy costumes, meeting all kinds of new people every night. So, the four former showgirls, then in their 50s and 60s, put together a number for the event.
We were an instant hit. And it was so much fun. We said, oh, let's do another one. And that's how it all began.
The troupe now performs at senior centers, nursing homes, VA hospitals, and fundraisers all over the world. And they've expanded from the original four former professionals to include people from all walks of life, a retired pharmacist, a school teacher, a dentist.
Every time we would do a fundraiser or get together, people would come up to us, oh my gosh, do you know I've always wanted to be a dancer, but my mother and father would never allow me to take dancing lessons. And I said, well, come on, let's get to the senior center. You're retired now, and let's start dancing.
Yi grew up in Chinatown in the 50s.
I grew up on Beckett Street. It's an alleyway right off of Jackson. And then I was about 10 years old, we moved up the hill to Powell and Clay. And then my mom still lives on Powell and Clay, except in a different building.
Her upstairs neighbors were dancers and entertainers who worked at the nightclubs. And one night, her parents took her to the biggest and most popular of the Chinese clubs, Charlie Lo's Forbidden City.
That's when I first saw, you know, Dorothy Toy, Toy and Wing dance, and that's when I fell in love.
Dorothy Toy and Paul Wing were known as the Chinese Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and Dorothy Toy just happened to be one of Cynthia Yee's neighbors. When she was 7, Toy encouraged her to go to ballet classes, and when she turned 17, Toy asked her to join the show at the Sky Room.
See that up there? That's the Chinese Sky Room. Where the stained glass is, that's the Chinese Sky Room. And inside had beautiful, wonderful antique chandeliers. And that's where I danced.
Where the Sky Room used to be is now a conference room for the Grant Plaza Hotel. the former site of Forbidden City, now houses a franchise of the Barbizon Modeling School. And though she still spends a lot of time in Chinatown, Yi lives in the Richmond now. There's a large Chinese population there. And every Wednesday, there are the Grant Avenue Follies, rehearsing at the Rec Center on 18th Avenue. Ivy Tam is one of the group's original members. She performed at the Forbidden City in the early 60s, but before the Follies, she hadn't danced for many years. She says she's happy to have returned to dancing now, at age 78, and especially happy to be able to bring back good memories for other seniors who aren't as spry.
At least when we perform, make them a little happier. That's one thing I can do. You know, if not, what I can do for them? Nothing. I think our little entertainment, make them happy for that day. That will be way good feeling for me.
Tam says she also enjoys seeing the surprise on people's faces when they realize what kind of show they're in for.
I can tell if they don't know us, they never see before, they expect we doing just the Chinese dancing, right? And little fan, little, you know, and things like that. They don't think we will do tap, we will do hula, we will do anything.
Tam's specialty is a dance with giant feather fans that always wows the audience. And that's not all.
And those days when people look at it, really is kind of, you know.
Pretty sexy.
Sexy, uh-huh. But they like it, though.
They love it. They love our fishnet stockings. I mean, definitely. Nowadays, you know, when we come out in our fishnet stockings, we don't even have to get to the stage yet. People are like, whoa, they start applauding.
Both dancers agree on the best part about being with the Grand Avenue Follies.
But what makes us different really is the sisterhood that we keep.
The ladies socialize, travel, and eat huge Chinese restaurant meals together. They drive each other to appointments and watch out for each other's health. They say it's good to have that sense of family with the group, especially now that they can't find it in Chinatown. With waves of successive immigration from very different areas of China, and younger generations moving out of the neighborhood and even out of the city, the place just doesn't feel the same anymore.
People before is like big family. My mother was very sick. She had cancer. I take her to treatment every day or something. And those grocery stores, they will ask, how's your mother? And then when if she's sitting in the car, and then they will go out to say hello to her.
Every apartment, we knew each other in the lobby. I don't think you have that nowadays. You know, it's not as close. My mother still lives in Chinatown, and she's very fortunate that her building is, you know, very close-knit. But in general, I don't believe that, you know, you see that anymore.
Yi hopes that the Grand Avenue Follies can bring some of the feeling of that old Chinatown back, at least for those that remember it. But she's also thinking ahead.
It's my dream to have a small venue, small place in Chinatown, to have the best wonton mein, wonton noodles, and the downstairs cellar to be a live entertainment area, and to have people to be able to come back to Chinatown, second generation, third generation, fourth generation, where they feel comfortable and say, wow, my grandfather used to live here, and they want to see the place. They want to experience the old Chinatown flavor.
For now, the ladies of the Grant Avenue Follies are bringing that flavor back, one song and dance at a time. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.
The Grant Avenue Follies will perform on May 31st at the Far East Cafe in Chinatown. For more information, go to our website, kalw.org, click on Cross Currents.